Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove spins and fires to second, with McNair covering, and has Porter trapped. There's the throw to Dykes, who tags Porter for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. Calm hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Montague hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil pinch hits for Johnny Burnett. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Cecil now playing second base. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox is walked intentionally. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for a single. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Montague hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Grove trying to get to second. Porter throws the ball into Montague who tags Grove for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 7-2, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. McNair reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Kramer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. McNair scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-2, Athletics. Pete Appleton now pitching. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. Grove moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-2, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 12-3, Athletics. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 13-3, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 15-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Cobb moves to second. Bruce Knutzer pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.